This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
Each year, a list of domestic and imported produce is tested by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Staffers at the USDA Pesticide Data Program wash, peel, and scrub fruits and vegetables as consumers would, while workers at the FDA only brush dirt off the produce. Then the fruits and vegetables are tested for more than 250 different pesticides, and the results are posted online. Those tests found traces of 254 pesticides in all fruits and vegetables analyzed, with 209 of those chemicals on produce in the Dirty Dozen list. A lot of pesticides found on the Dirty Dozen list have been banned in the European Union because of their harmful effects on human health, but they're not banned for food in the U.S. The Dirty Dozen list of produce with detectable levels of pesticides includes 95% of non-organic strawberries, leafy greens such as spinach and kale, collard and mustard greens, grapes, and peaches and pears. Also on the Dirty Dozen list are nectarines, apples, bell peppers and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans as the 12 most contaminated samples of produce. Pesticides have been linked in studies to preterm births, congenital malformations such as neural tube defects, spontaneous abortions, and an increase in genetic damage in humans. Exposure to pesticides has also been associated with lower sperm concentrations, heart disease, cancer, and other disorders. About 70% of non-organic produce tested by the USDA and FDA have pesticide levels within the legal limits allowed by the US EPA. But legal levels do not mean safe levels of pesticide exposure. It's not all bad news. Produce on the Clean 15 list includes avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, onions, and papayas that are conventionally grown produce with the least amount of trace pesticides. Nearly 65% of the fruits and veggies on the Clean 15 list had no detectable pesticide residue. Rounding out the Clean 15 list of produce were frozen sweet peas, asparagus, honeydew melons, kiwis, cabbage, watermelons, mushrooms, mangoes, sweet potatoes, and carrots. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks staff, in cooperation with Montana State University, have begun tagging trout in the Big Hole, Beaverhead, Ruby, and Madison rivers. This wild trout tagging effort is part of ongoing research to address declines in the wild trout population and fish health concerns in the Upper Missouri River Basin. The research kicked off last year when annual sampling found fish numbers to be at or near historic lows in sections of those rivers. Since then, FWP has been working closely with MSU in hiring 3 PhD students and additional staff to study fish mortality, recruitment, and health. FWP staff plan to tag fish each year for the next 3 years. Then, with help from fishermen and women, the tagged fish will help researchers identify individual fish and monitor their health, survival, movement, and other indicators over time. Each tag has a unique number and is attached to the fish near the dorsal fin. Anglers who catch a tagged fish are asked to remove the tag with clippers as close to the skin as possible while minimizing fish handling time and exposure to air, then submitting a report for each tagged fish they catch with information including the tag number, date, location, condition of the fish, gear type used, and whether the angler released or harvested the fish. Anglers who submit reports are eligible for rewards. Blue tags will be entered into a drawing for gear and fishing trips. Yellow tags are each worth $100. Anglers can submit reports of catching tagged trout online at mtcfru.org/msutag. Anglers and other recreationists may also see creel clerks from MSU while they're on the river. These clerks will be interviewing recreationists as part of the research effort.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.